Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi everyone, 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
今天我们要说说老外非常爱吃的中国小吃。
Okay, so we're talking about what foreigners like to eat, like maybe, or especially when it comes to like kind of like snacky things, like little 小吃。
小吃，哎，对，小吃的英文你刚刚说 snacky things,
yeah.
Just snacks.
Yeah, it's kind of like a snack, but...A snack is also like, it's also things like what?
零食
Yeah, yeah, so it's a little different. I think 小吃 is bigger than 零食
对是的我觉得小吃英文也没有一个很贴切的翻译、
No, not really.
Small bites.
Yeah.
So, like kind of right, street food 或者街头的这些。
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. No, but we don't really have a direct term, I think, for that. We just kind of use snacks for both.
所以你们很可怜 You're missing out 你们叫小吃的存在
Even though、we have a lot of fat people in America I think that maybe you Chinese take food to a whole other level
我们对吃的这个理解博大精深所以今天我们就要说说、popular Chinese snacks amongst foreigners、那当然在我们开言英语微信公众号呢就会有今天节目详细的图文的介绍、然后、因为最近我们融入了很多 visual 视觉图片的东西、大家就觉得哇这个记忆力更加的加深、学起来学英语的效果更好啊 so check it out 那好我们来说说外国人很喜欢的中国小吃有一个我觉得是很多老外爱的就是茶叶蛋
哦、oh, 茶叶蛋 yes because we need that 蛋白质
Protein, you're so into workout, so you need your protein.、
Yeah.
那茶叶蛋的英文怎么说？
We call them tea eggs.
Tea eggs,
yeah.
That's right. 那茶叶蛋呢？哎，我今天早上在便利店还是排在我前面一个老外冲进来买了 3 tea eggs,、三个茶叶蛋。Do you like them?
Yeah, actually I do. As long as they, sometimes if they, if they sit too long though, they get...Too salty.
Ah, 你刚刚说 sit too long, 就这个蛋在那个汤汁里放太久了。
泡在那个汤汁里对吧 Like if it's just like kind of like sitting in the
sitting in the soup.
Yeah, all day. What's in the soup anyway? It's like soy sauce.
Soy sauce. 你知道为什么叫 tea eggs 吗？因为 we actually put tea leaves in it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I usually just taste soy sauce.
对，酱油味道太重了，所以 overpowers 盖过了那个茶叶的味道。
Yeah, it does. But no, I love those, and I actually eat those multiple times a week.
Yeah, 因为我就是
cheap and easy.
对对对，我觉得 that's the point. 而且呢，我觉得因为就是如果你光是一个 hard boiled egg 白煮蛋、it's flavorless.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, boring. 虽然比较健康 and you eat your eggs, 但是没味道。
Yeah.
那这个做法就又有味道，然后又还是比较健康。
Yeah, if in America, a lot of times if you get like a boiled egg,you'll get like salt and pepper with it, and you kind of just put it on yourself. And it's okay.
就上面撒点盐和胡椒在美国。
Yeah.
你可以 you can export 我们茶叶蛋的做法 to America.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe you would be the like tea egg tycoon, 变成茶叶蛋大亨。
茶叶蛋王 I'll be the king.
The king of tea eggs. 好，那除了茶叶蛋呢？我觉得还有一个小吃也是。基本上我认识外国人都很爱的。
What's that?
肉夹馍。
Oh, 肉夹馍。Yeah, yeah, actually. So, how do we translate that?
Do you like it, first of all?
Well, yeah, definitely. I usually get the 牛肉的。I get the beef one.
特别香，是吧？
Yeah.
How do we translate it? 怎么翻译啊？ So, it's kind of like flat bread.
Yeah.
就是外面是一层那个，就
包的一个饼 it's like crunchy bread.
对对对有点脆对吧我们叫 crunchy flat bread、
yeah.
然后里面有 some veggie some meat、然后我看过最好的一个翻译一个 translation 叫 ching burger
like ching 糖的 ching
ching like the ching dynasty
清
朝
ching, 哦 ching 哦对 ching, ching,、啊、
清
朝
秦始皇
yeah yeah 清朝 yeah. I was thinking、
因为就是那个长安客嘛、
yeah.
我们特别大的一个 chain、
yeah.
肉夹馍的一个连锁它好像它的英文名就叫 chain burger、
okay.
然后就想说 yeah, that's It is like a Chinese burger, right?
Yeah. It is kind of like a Chinese burger. You know, I mean, it's just meat and bread.
对。
Yeah, it's kind of like a burger.
我觉得只要你把这种肉和这种饼搞在一起都是很好吃的。
嗯。
然后美国人都很爱这个。我听过美国人说 it reminds them of like gyro.
那
个 Greek
guess,
food 是吧一个肉卷饼希腊的那个肉卷饼在美国很多或者 Mexican burrito 什么的就是饼和肉
it reminds me just more of like some sort of sandwich I think it's much more closer to a burger than the other two but
sandwich burger
but they do put a lot of times they sometimes put what 香菜 in it they'll put like cilantro in it、yeah that's delicious
太爱香菜
making me hungry
cilantro 香菜啊、有些外国人很怕但喜欢的外国人就特别 into it.
Yeah, no, I'm into it.
好，那哎，还有什么是外国人很爱的中国小吃？
Probably like dumplings.
Dumplings.
Yeah, dumpling, definitely dumplings.
Dumplings 这个词真的是 it covers 饺子、馄饨，甚至小包子， mm-hmm. 你们都叫 dumplings.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 小笼包也是差不多。
Yeah, so which one are you talking about? All of those?
I'm kind of talking about all of them. I can't speak for other foreigners, but.If we're talking about 饺子, I like 韭菜鸡蛋的。If we're talking about 馄饨, I like the 就是荠菜的。
荠菜的。
And then if
哎呦，你好中国，你好上海哦，上海荠菜大馄饨。
尤其是那个凉拌做的那个荠菜馄饨。哦，
冷馄饨是吧 ？Cold wonton in summer.
In like peanut sauce.
Peanut butter sauce.
Oh my god, that's delicious.
I make a mean cold wonton. 我做冷馄饨做得很好，下次可以请你来吃。
Okay,
not、
good.
bluffing, 不是吹牛。
I don't know why you didn't say this earlier, Jenny.
I know. 哎，那这个 dumplings 啊，我们刚刚说饺子、馄饨什么，甚至包子都叫 dumplings。然后包子是不是也可以叫 buns? Chinese buns?
Yeah. You can call them buns.
Yeah. 嗯，然后包子我觉得，但很多外国人就说 ，Oh, I love Chinese food, but、mm.I'm not, 就是他说我不习惯 Chinese breakfast, 这个和美国的差异很大。
Yeah, I can understand that actually. I remember the first time I came to China, I was on like a school trip actually, and we stayed in a series of hotels,、and these hotels had like kind of like a 自助餐, like a buffet breakfast. And I thought, what is this stuff? This sucks. Like, God, I was like...So I just ate a bunch of boiled eggs. I remember just eating boiled eggs and some fruit and everything else. I was like, this looks like leftover dinner from last night. I was
对对对
like, not,
我觉得有些外国人他会认为我们中国的早餐好像
特别失望，
就很 heavy， 就是什么面啊粥啊，就是像一个 proper meal、
yeah.。
然后你们早上就是可能会吃一些 yogurt 酸奶
yeah,
，toast
I mean,
或者 eggs。Bacon.
Yeah. Yogurt, granola, you know.
麦片
Yeah,、that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, eggs and potatoes, sausage, that's delicious.、I would have much rather had that.
那种我看来也很油很 heavy.、
Yeah, it is heavy.
但是说到早餐就虽然很多外国人不太习惯中国的早餐、but a lot of foreigners love 山东煎饼。
Oh, the 煎饼
Yeah,
that's true. I actually had one yesterday.
哦，是吗？就很多外国人，他们说 ，What is this? 我 discovered 了一个世界上最好吃的早餐。But it's、a bit like, how would you translate that? 山东煎饼
man, I don't. I mean, it's kind of like a pancake, like a big egg pancake. I don't really know.
哎，但你说 pancake， 我们就会想到就是 American pancake with lots of syrup， 很甜的。
Yeah.
I think it's more like a French croissant.
Yeah, actually you're right because it's thinner.
对吧
Yeah, you're right.
就是法国它那个薄饼、然后就是那样大大的薄薄的、但真的很难跟外国人解释 unless、they've seen it and they've tried it.
No, but you're right though. It is more like a crepe because it's like it's much thinner and then they kind of roll it over. Yeah, you're right.
哎，那煎饼里面我们一定少不了比如像油条这种东西油条英文怎么翻译啊
Oil stick. it's like a big. It's like a. It's kind of like a donut, but it's long.
Know, yeah. Oil stick.
You know,、okay. I never eat those because they're so unhealthy. It's just,
I know.
It's just 油炸做的 It's just straight up fried. Oh man.
我跟你讲，它是 fluffy， 是松松的 It's very airy. 它不是说一根里面都是面
Yeah, so that's why I don't eat it. It's really light and fluffy, but filled with fat. So it's not even gonna satisfy. 不会满足你。
玩心的玩，玩心的玩。
不会满足你的胃口，你知道吧？
那你山东煎饼里面加什么？
A couple eggs. and then like...
火腿肠 no.
Yeah, maybe. Usually I tell them to just put like two or three eggs.
就是一张饼里面什么都不加不加脆的。
Well, I mean, I have them put like the vegetables and stuff,、
oh,
like the,
okay, okay.
The 洋葱啊、ah. 还有什么。I think yesterday they put some like 川菜 like kind of like a...
Pickled.
Yeah, I actually don't like that too much.、I ate it anyway though.
好那我们讲了这些啊然后另外一个我要问问你的外国人如果他能吃辣好多外国人也喜欢这个小吃、就是麻辣烫
Yeah, 麻辣烫 I used to love eating this stuff
How would you translate that again?
Man, that's a good one I don't know
Because I've only heard foreigners, Americans say 麻辣烫 麻辣烫 Like、
yeah.
no one says
Well that 麻 That's like the 芝麻的麻 Right?
麻辣就是
Yeah, but it's, I'm just thinking
Peppercorn
like
that numbing sensation in
Yeah, that's like that Sichuan spice. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
Sichuan
yeah.
soup. I don't know.
yeah, you said you used to eat a lot of 麻辣烫.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I realize it's not... What, even though you could get like a bunch of vegetables and like all this kind of stuff, like it, I feel like the broth just is it's too oily. It's 太油腻了 It's like it's not too good for you, I think.
对，所以
sometimes actually it would make my stomach hurt.
It upsets your stomach.
Yeah. So I stopped eating it like that.
就我觉得就是它的 flavor 真的很棒 very punchy、
yeah.
punchy 就是像被人打了一拳的这种麻辣、
yeah. and I think the best thing about it I mean is the fact that you can just get all this different stuff and
you
just
choose
throw
yourself,
it together、
right?
yeah no I really like the idea of it actually but like I said it makes my stomach hurt、so I try not to eat it too often
it's food on your own terms
yeah
你自己选的
that's right
好那我们讲了外国人爱吃的这些小吃、啊、
oh one more 点心 definitely 点心
哎，点心包括很多东西。你说的是 Cantonese style，
yeah, but,
广东的 dim sum。
But I think that we like being able to get all these little tiny things all at the same time. It's kind of like eating you know how like Spain has tapas.
Oh yeah.
So tapas is you know
小分量小吃
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's kind of like the same idea.
Yeah, dim sum 就很多外国人。他第一次吃中国菜就是在 some Cantonese restaurant in the Chinatown 所以很多外国人他就是对这种点心类很熟悉对吧、就是 shrimp dumpling 虾饺啊这种 or barbecue pork buns 叉烧包这种啊
yeah and a lot of it's what 蒸发做的 it's like steamed
真的就 very healthy
yeah,
right
yeah
那不知道有什么中国小吃你觉得外国人应该试的呢大家都可以在我们今天这集节目微信推送的留言里面跟我们推荐我们可以让 Spencer 试试或者有什么你的外国朋友特别爱的中国小吃我们节目里没说你也可以跟我们留言 but before we wrap things up 我们想
like a 手抓饼
卷起来wrap things up 我想说说外国人比较怕的一些中国小吃 Number one 的就是 stinky tofu、
oh,
臭豆腐
yeah 臭豆腐 yeah I don't that stuff is horrendous
horrendous 很恐怖
yeah
我们中国人就觉得你们吃的 cheese 也很臭啊但你们、
oh, I don't eat that stuff either actually I'm
okay
kind of, I'm kind of weird when it comes to food but...
然后我觉得外国人也会很怕吃一些比如说什么duck necks, chicken feet, 就是这种。
And then the duck tongues.
Duck tongues, 鸭舌头。
I love how you sell duck tongues in a convenience store in like these little pouches. That's something you'll never find in the States.
对，所以外国人对这些 you know, animal parts, organs 还是有些害怕的啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。别忘了在留言里面给我们推荐一些其他你觉得外国人会很喜欢的中国小吃。
That's right.
然后在我们的微信里呢，当然你也可以去看看我们往期的推送 if you missed out on any 然后最后呢我们全英文的这个付费课程你也可以在里面免费试用啊我们又回来了 we're back 因为我跟 Spencer 发现我有两个东西漏说了外国人很爱的 first of all char
oh yeah of course 烧烤
哎 char 英文怎么说啊
I think the best no I think the best way to say it would be skewers
skewers
yeah
所以羊肉 char 英文是
I guess you call it a lamb skewer yeah
我觉得外国人都很爱这个就很多人喜欢它上面那个孜然
yeah
cumin 孜然的那个味儿啊。那另外一个是饮料外国人也很喜欢的就是
哪一个饮料
bubble tea.
Oh, yeah, bubble tea, definitely.
珍珠奶茶。
Yeah, I grew up drinking that stuff.
在美国吗?
Yeah, yeah, I grew up drinking that stuff. The first one I probably ever had was probably around third or fourth grade.
在 Chinatown 唐人街。
Well, close to my house, there was like a shopping center that...在我老家中国人也不少呢、
oh,
so there's a lot of that stuff when I was a kid actually, so it was great.
对对对、yeah. 我有些外国人也很爱这种甜甜的然后里面有一粒一粒珍珠 pearls, little
yeah.
bubbles.
Yeah, those things, yeah, I think they're made of tapioca.
对对 tapioca 就是这种 all plastic, 我跟你讲
plastic?
腐化剂
What? We eat plastic?
啊、对这你不知道吗
What?
啊、大家
Oh, now I guess I'm not. You just ruined bubble tea for me. No, Jenny.
I'm sorry.
It's made of plastic?
好了好了，现在我们就要真的跟你说拜拜了啦。希望 you've enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you next time. 再见。